Welcome to Kai's Kid Corn. Today we're talking about puffins.
The puffins. Are they related to the penguins, Kai?
No.
How come they're not? They look so similar to me.
They have three tails and they're related to ox.
What is the auk family?
It's a group of diving seabirds with three toes and 11 feet.
Uh-huh. So most birds don't have three toes? How many toes do most birds have?
Four.
Ah, I see.
They have three in the front and one that swings back to catch prey.
Uh-huh.
It makes it zero when they grab their prey.
Uh-huh. And how many kinds of puffins are there?
Three.
Can you tell me about them?
Horned puffin, common puffin, crested puffin.
Okay, and what is the smallest kind?
Common puffin.
Can you describe what it looks like?
It has a black back, white belly, and a bright bill.
Yeah.
That's the one you see a lot on your pictures.
That's the one that we see a lot when we check out library books about puffins.
Mm-hmm. You see that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why it's called the common puffin.
Because it's so common.
And what is the medium-sized puffin?
Horned puffin.
Why are they called horned puffin?
They have a horn nearby their eyeball.
Uh-huh. And the biggest puffin?
Tufted puffin.
How big are they?
Well, it's the biggest puffin, but it only weighs a little bit more than a loaf of bread.
So that's actually not so big, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it called tufted puffin?
Because it has tufts of little feathers on its head.
Mm-hmm. What else do you know about puffins?
They're excellent swimmers.
Yeah, because
they have webbed feet.
That's right. And they.
If you want to get fat, you need some webbed feet.
Mm-hmm.
Go, 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 go.
That's right. They do belong to a group of diving seabirds, so it makes sense that they're excellent swimmers. What about their bodies help them be excellent swimmers?
They use their wings as propellers, like on a helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
They use their left feet to paddle and steer.
What else?
They have an extra set of eyelids, which is called a nictitating membrane.
Wow. And why is that helpful?
Because it keeps out water from the eyes. It works as a pair of goggles.
That is amazing.
You have to wear those.
Yeah, we have to wear a pair of goggles. I wish we had built-in goggles for when we swim.
And I wish I had wet feet to swim.
You wish you had wet feet to
and
swim.
And I can cover my nose.
Mm-hmm. What else can puffins do to help them stay underwater for a long time?
They can spread oil from a gland near their tail to waterproof the coating of their fat. And a superpower, they can carry 40 fish in their beak. Because that's their superpower, boom, 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 a super puffin.
Mm-hmm.
Give you a puffin if you're drawing a puffin a cape.
Yep.
They usually spend most of the winter underwater.
Yeah. What do puffins usually eat?
Small fish, and they can carry 40 fish in their beak.
That's a lot of fish that they can carry in their beak.
Oh, that's so heavy.
Mm-hmm.
I need a big beak.
Oh. I cannot believe they can do that when puffins aren't really big themselves. That's pretty amazing.
Then they would have to be this big.
Mm-hmm. What else do puffins eat aside from small fish?
Krill,
mm-hmm.
Crab, plankton, and squid. Plankton's hard to see. That's why I thought.
Mm-hmm.
They're like so small. You would need a microscope to see that thing.
Mm-hmm. So what animals prey on puffins?
Ravens, gulls, peregrine falcons, crows, eagles, and even snowy owls.
That's quite a list of predators. Now, you already mentioned that the puffin has a beak that's basically a superpower because it can hold so many small fish in that beak, right? What else can they use their beak for?
A chisel.
A chisel? Can you tell me more?
Dig their burrow. They use their beak and grab rocks and throw them out
into
the ocean.
So, do they prefer to nest underground then? Is that why they dig burrows?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Now, before we talk about their nesting behavior, can you tell me what else is a distinguishing feature of their beaks?
They have a special coating during mating season that is brightly colored.
Ah.
And it falls off in pieces. During mating season, they use their beak to attract mate.
Mm-hmm. So normally, during the year, their beak is small and dull, right? What happens during breeding season?
It gets twice its normal size and big and colorful.
Oh, wow. And what happens after mating season?
It goes back to small, and the beak cover falls off into pieces.
That is pretty fascinating. Do you know what else happens during mating season?
No.
To attract a mate?
No.
No? Well, it turns out that their feet also turn from a dull color to bright red to help the puffin look its best and attract a mate.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not just their beak, it's also their feet. So typically, a puffin would mate for life. They have the same partner for every mating season.
Mm-hmm.
And you are...
And puffins see lines too.
And you already mentioned that they use their beak as a chisel to dig burrows. Can you tell me more about the nest that they build underground?
Puffins nest in big colonies.
That's kind of like the ants, right? They also make colonies. Mm-hmm. And I cannot wait for our future episode on the superpowers of ants and other insects. That's a little teaser for what's to come. Okay, so... What is that noise you're making? That's a puffin. Can we ask Google what the puffins sound like?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Google, what do puffins sound like? Kai, do you want to go again?
Mm-hmm.
Make a sound of a puffin. All right. So after mating, how many eggs does a female puffin usually lay?
One.
That's right.
Both parents take turns keeping the egg warm.
Mm-hmm. How long does it take for the egg to hatch?
42 days. Well, that's long.
And a baby puffin may take 4 days to break out of its shell.
Puffling.
That's right. A baby puffin is called a?
Puffling.
Mm-hmm. How much fish can it eat?
2,000 fish in 40 days.
That's a pretty strong baby puffin.
I'm too strong, I could swim through the ocean.
Yep.
At about 6 weeks, the parents leave the baby and return to the water. Because the parents' feathers are ready to molt, and so they cannot fly for many weeks until the new feathers grow back.
So they cannot carry fish from the ocean to the cliff for their offspring. And that's why they go to the water and then cannot return.
At 3 years old, they're an adult and ready to find a mate and build their own burrow.
Huh. And how long can puffins live up to?
20 years or more. The oldest known puffin lived up to 36 years.
Wow. That's a long time, Kai.
That's a long time to be living. That's a long time to be alive. How long have you been alive, puffin?
Kai, do you want to hear a joke?
Mm-hmm.
What bird is always out of breath?
Puffin.
Huffin.
Puffin. And that's a wrap. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Don't forget to subscribe. Please also leave me a voice message.
Yes, Kai has been asking for voice messages from our listeners. You can record a joke. You can record an episode topic request. And we would love to feature you on the podcast.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
We love you, and that's it for today. Have a puffin' good time.